If you want big figures, though, what about this one? $450 million US, spent by BHP, it now appears, for nothing at all. These are the fees they paid for their that were involved in their takeover of Rio Tinto, which they've now, of course, today called off. £291 million, according to the Times. They say that about $75 million of it was a committed lending facility involving Goldman Sachs, Barclays, HSBC. In other words, they paid money for these banks to have on hand this treasure chest of money. So they had to pay a bit of money for that to be on hand. But a lot of the rest of the money went on things like just fees and advisors, investment banks, lawyers, accountants, public relations firms. A lot of people who looked at regulatory deals in the various, you know, they had to get this deal through competition watchdogs in various countries. So there were whole squads of lawyers who would look at the regulatory implications in various territories. Meanwhile, of course, Rio Tinto on the other side, they had all their advisors and merchant banks and regulation experts in order to advise their side of things. They reckon that they might have spent up to £120 million. So what's that in dollars? I don't know, $300 million or something. So they spent, you know, similar amounts, I suppose, a bit less, but similar amounts on the defence. What a total explosion of shareholder value on all sides. And if you're sitting there smugly thinking, I don't care, there wouldn't be a superannuant in this country, a person with superannuation funds in this country who did not have a fund with some shares in either Rio or BHP. So stop your smirking. Stephen Mayne, the shareholder activist, is one person who's been concerned about this BHP bid for a long time. Indeed, he even fought a bit of a shareholders meeting battle over it. He joins us on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi, Richard.
So how do they spend that much money on fees?
Well, the lawyers around the world are very expensive. You know, they're all on $500 an hour. And this would have been the most complex takeover in history, given all the different regulators in all the different countries that would have to be sought approval from. But that said, it is still an absolute outrage that BHP can spend 700 million Australian and Rio estimated 300 million Australian. So they've churned through $1 billion of shareholders' money on a deal that hasn't actually even been put to the shareholders. And if the deal had been put to the shareholders, BHP had estimated that they think the total cost would have been US $4.4 billion in fees across the two companies.
Okay, because even once you get regulatory go-ahead, you've then got to prepare all the paperwork for shareholders, don't you?
Yeah, and you've got to send it out. But the biggest component of those fees would be the success fees for the advisors. So, you know, Macquarie Bank was on the defending side and Goldman Sachs was on the advising side. So, I mean, we all know these investment bankers are the greatest fee gougers of all time. And because they specialise in taking percentage of transaction value fees, it follows that if you try to do the biggest takeover by value in history, and at the peak of the boom it was going to be worth $400 billion putting it together, well then, you know, 1% of that or 0.5% of that, it's just a ridiculously large fee.
So, okay, now this is all very well if you create shareholder value in the end, I suppose, but your view has always been that it wasn't such a good deal for BHP.
Well, when the fees in total are $7 billion and they're only claiming the annual synergy savings or efficiency gains would be $4 billion, then I would have thought that by definition just the size of the transaction costs means that it destroys value for both sets of shareholders. It does blow $7 billion. But from the BHP Billiton side of things, they were always offering far too much money. They were giving away a too big a share of the combined business to the Rio Tinto shareholders. And the share market today just proves that point, because Rio Tinto shares today have crashed by 33% in one day, which is the first time I could ever recall one company has seen more than $30 billion Australian dollars of value disappear in one day. And BHP Billiton shares are up by 3.5%, so they've put on $5 billion. So the market today has adjusted the value of the two companies by $35 billion. So that is the assessment of the transfer of value that they believe BHP was going to do in taking over this ridiculous Rio Tinto with its $65 billion debt sitting there, which is now imperiling its future.
Well, it does seem as if the markets generally agree with you in that BHP shares have gone up quite dramatically today. Now it's free of this bid, and Rio has gone down. Now it's free of the bid.
Well, that's right. The market is saying that the BHP Billiton board had rocks in their head. And the whole credit crisis has brought this out. BHP Billiton only has $10 billion of debt. Rio Tinto has $65 billion of debt. And that's why, at the end of trading today, the market is now valuing BHP at $152 billion, yet Rio Tinto is down to a three-year low where its market value is only $62 billion. So these two companies used to be of a comparable size, and now BHP Billiton is valued at 2.5 times Rio Tinto, and the explanation for that is the fact that Rio Tinto lost their marbles at the top of the commodities boom and paid $40 billion to buy Alcan for cash, the big Canadian company. So the Canadians won. They got $40 billion out of Rio Tinto. Rio Tinto's future is now in doubt. They got all this debt. And BHP Billiton, for some crazy reason, wanted to take over all that debt and leave a combined business with $80 billion of debt, which would have been a nightmare. So thank goodness they've walked away one day before tomorrow's AGM in Melbourne. But what on earth were they doing persisting with this for so long and racking up an estimated $7 billion of fees and costs if the deal had gone through?
Yeah, it's easy to be wise in retrospect, though, Stephen, isn't it? In that at the top of the commodities boom, there were still people who were singing from the song sheet titled Stronger and Longer. In other words, the commodities boom would just, you know, keep on trucking, and maybe it was wise to try to build this joint company.
Well, when they unveiled it in November last year, you can argue there was a logic around it at the top of the boom, but they were still offering a 35% premium. So they were offering a big premium to the market to Rio Tinto shareholders. But as soon as Lehman Brothers collapsed and everything started falling over, particularly the last 2 or 3 months, I'm just amazed it's taken so long for BHP Billiton to accept the reality of this. I mean, all of us shareholders in BHP Billiton received this DVD interview between Robert Gottliebson and Don Argus and Marius Kloppers talking about the virtues of the takeover and how it's fantastic. So BHP just took forever to realise that the world has changed, and finally at 5 minutes to midnight before the AGM tomorrow, they've walked away, and the market has said to them today, thank goodness for this, there's a $35 billion transition of value back in favour of BHP as a result of you finally coming to your senses and walking away.
But there are still some winners, Stephen.
Well, and that's all $100 million in fees.
Yeah, all the advisors, lawyers, etc. Stephen Mayne, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Richard.
Stephen Mayne, the shareholder activist from Crikey.com. And yeah, they are amazing figures, aren't they? $1 billion of shareholder value in those two companies up in smoke. $300 million on the defence side from Rio, $700 million in the attack side from BHP for a takeover, which in the end has not occurred. You're listening to Drive on 702.